Blog Talk Radio.
Sexy Radio, as we bring you that sexiness tonight on the show. And we're just glad to be here today on this March 28th day. And it's supposed to be spring, but it seems like Kansas City wants to keep the winter for a little longer. I don't know why, but we're trying to get through this thing. So just wanted to get a little bit of admin out real quick before we bring our guests on. Just want to let you know, if you don't know, that new book of mine just dropped called Seductive Company, and there's a few videos that are going to be coming out. Actually, the first one that India did is out right now if you want to check it out on my website, www.redsnappersplayhouse.com. You can get it right there and check it out and see what she's talking about to get your interest to come toward the book. The book is hot, and you should check it out. So we want you to do that. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to get right into our interview, and we're going to go ahead and see if our ladies are ready, and we're going to talk to them. So, ladies, are you there?
Yes, Red, I'm here. This is Imani.
Oh, all right.
This is Shayma. I'm here.
So, ladies, did I build y'all up a little bit too much there? Because everybody wants to hear the sexiness of you ladies and the thing that y'all got going on with this book, Strawberries, Stilettos, and Steam. And at this time, I kind of want to apologize to y'all for Blog Talk Radio kind of had a mishap, reason why we didn't get to finish our interview last time. And it was getting steamy and hot, too, at the time. And they cut us off, but we're going to make it up today. How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I want to have you ladies introduce yourselves, each one of you, and kind of give a background of where you are in your writing career, how you got into the game, and how you guys met. So we'll start with Imani. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Amani True. I have been writing probably most of my life. This is my first published work. Finished up Strawberry Stilettos and Steam and with Dreamer. We met about, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago. Online, he was writing poetry, I was writing stories, and we kind of got together on this project. And we're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a hot project, I must say. After reading some of the things that's in here, like Pussy Dreams and, you know, all the good stories that's in here. That's one that stuck out, Disturbing the Peace. You know, there's some good stories, The Touch Up. You know, I like all this stuff, International Relations. You know, these stories are, you know, steaming. So, Miss Dreama, you going to give us a little bit of your background?
Well, my background is I write erotic poetry. And like Imani said, that's how we met. She liked my style of writing, and I liked her style of writing. And we decided to put our style together and, you know, come up with a collection of stories, and hot collections of stories. For the people.
Yeah, you sound sexy. That's right. Okay. But, you know, I got to mess with y'all because this is a sexy show, so you're supposed to be, you know, I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, in your element right now. So we in our world right now. We're not worried about our lives outside of this. This is the show. So how did y'all come up with Strawberry Stilettos and Steam? How did y'all come up with that concept?
Strawberry Stilettos and Steam was originally going to be one of our short stories, but we liked the title so much we decided to make it the title of all of the collections of the stories, because we just thought the title was just too hot to be hidden in just a short story.
Wow.
And
I like the way you said that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Look, I'm going to be saying stuff, so you might as well just get used to it, okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
and go Strawberry, you got three sexy things. Strawberries. Everybody loves strawberries. You think strawberries are sexy. Stilettos.
Mm-hmm.
Women like wearing stilettos. Men like seeing women in stilettos. And steam because it's very hot.
Well, you know, they got to have the right kind of legs, though. The definition got to be there, though. It's just... Can't have just any legs up in there, you know. It's got to be right. Can't have no big old clown feet either. You got to have the right size feet, you know what I'm saying?
You are right.
Okay, so you know, I'm glad to have y'all back because I was having a great time, and I know I'm going to have an even better time tonight talking to y'all because y'all are funny. I mean, I know I don't really know y'all, but I would love to know y'all because y'all seem like y'all some fun people, so that's why I wanted to have you back on, and definitely going to have you on again when your new projects come out. So, so how's the book doing? Is it doing pretty well for you?
Right now, we're doing well. We've done a couple of visited a couple of places, and every time we leave town, we leave it, you know, at a new store, a new chain. So, we are kind of in the process of touring the East Coast. We'll be in Virginia, Washington, Maryland. First week of April, and then we're going to do middle of the country during the summer and probably the West Coast in the fall. But it's doing really, really well for us. It's now available in e-book, so that makes it accessible to more readers. You know, this younger generation likes the e-book. So it's doing really, really good for us, and there's some plans to do some other things with it. Publishers working on some other, you know, ways to present it. So we're excited about what it's doing so far.
Okay, well, I hope y'all can make this fall into books literary conference in St. Louis coming up in September. It'd be good to have y'all come to that. September 16th through the 18th. It's a literary conference. There's a few authors that are going to be there, and they got tables and stuff. We can sit there, and then I can actually meet y'all in person, if not before then. You know, and we can sit down and have fun.
Yeah, we'd like that. Definitely like that.
That's why I'm telling you about it, because, you know, we want to get some more erotic fiction authors there, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be, everybody else is going to be able with their other stuff, but we want to kind of like take over with the erotica and just get everybody hot and bothered. That's
right. I know, right?
Yeah. So So what are you guys working on now? Are y'all doing another collabo, or y'all got your own individual projects right now? Or
right now, I am currently working on a book of erotic poetry, and then I'm working on in the first stages of two novels that I'm working on.
Are you going to be doing some? You going to be doing some audio stuff?
I may look into that.
You got the voice. You should do it. You should get some dudes, whoever's going to be listening, some guys all messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the raspy voice.
I may look into that.
Okay. Yeah, look into it. Now, Imani, what you going to do now? I know you got some stuff coming up.
I'm actually almost done with a novel called A Little Something Something. The cover just unveiled last week. So that's going to come out in the fall. And I got some other projects. Trima and I are actually looking at doing another collection together, another edgy, hot collection together.
Wow.
Probably going to push a couple individual projects first, and then we'll team back up and get back on that erotica collection.
I know, that's right. So are these other projects, are they going to be in the same genre, or are you stepping into something different?
Well, actually, A Little Something Something is actually, I'm going to call it an erotic crime mystery. It's a crime thriller with erotic elements in it. So a mix of each. Still going to have the hot, steamy sex scene, so don't worry about that. And
so you should do some voice stuff, too. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Note to self, do audio.
Hey, man, that's right. Do some audio. I need to do some audio. What you think?
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes, you do. Indeed.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get y'all, I'm trying to get y'all in the mood, you know what I'm saying? That's why I played that one song in the beginning, kind of get y'all, tracking on what's going on so y'all can get y'all sexualness out so y'all can get it out there to the women. That's not even a word, sexualness. But anyway.
I know.
Well,
making up words.
Hey, you know how it is, baby. You know how it is. But I'm glad that y'all are doing this because, like I said, the erotic genre is I don't know how to explain. I mean, Zane and I, I look up to her and everything. She's had it for a while, but I think it's room for others to come out and bring some things because there's other authors that's trying, but they're just not at that point yet. And I think that if we just continue on, we can do that. We can get there. So what do y'all think about that?
I agree.
I think there's different styles.
Yeah, for everyone.
Yeah, because there's enough room for everybody. Because a lot of times people think that their book is the only book you should read. But once you get reading that book, there's other books. You don't want people to stop there. That's why we try to bring all these things. Like this new book I have now. I did called Seductive Company. I did it with a former porn star. Actually, we wrote the book together. It's kind of like a collabo, but. She's kind of pushing it because of her background and all that, so, that's kind of helping a little bit. But, you got to try to get it out there as best way as you can, so you got to do different things and be different in your movement. So what kind of things do you think that you guys can bring that will make the game even tighter and more sexier?
This is Imani. You know what? I think that there are a lot of people who either already have a bad opinion about erotica, or they want to read it, but they don't want other people to know they like it.
Right.
So I think there's plenty of room to get some new readers on board, maybe approach it from a different angle other than what's out there, and just kind of get some new readers, because you always want to expand your readership.
Exactly. Okay, Dreamer, what you got to say on that one, baby?
I agree. I think there's a lesson for everyone. But the way that we wrote it, we had, we talked about the book in the book with the character. So we gave you a beginning, and end in this book. Mm-hmm. And with a lot of anthologies, it's just a lot of stories. But I believe in this book, me and Imani, we tied it together nicely with the beginning.
And I think you did because this anthology with two authors, y'all did a great job with this because, and I mean that, I'm not just saying that because you're on the show, I mean it. I mean, first of all, the book is well put together. And, you know, like I said, it takes a lot to put an anthology together, and it's only two authors. Most of the time you have between 5 and 10 authors that do an anthology, and it usually isn't even this big. This book has about, 200 and, well, almost 150, 160, 70 pages, and that's good.
Right.
And you guys put this together, and I think it's, I mean, the stories are definitely hot and different, and that's the thing that will make you stand out with others. So I think that you're on the right track, and you should keep doing that. Now, how about book clubs? Have they been kind of accepting you guys? Because they won't accept me. I'm too nasty.
We have some that has asked for, you know, copies of Strawberry Clubs and Steam to, you know, get out to their club members and things. So far, they've accepted us pretty good.
Maybe it's because it's women. You know, sometimes when men write erotica, women don't want to accept it as quick as they would a woman, because they may think that a man doesn't have that woman's voice. That could be part of it, but I don't know if you guys ever read any of my stuff, but, I mean, I'm very, very detailed. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know if they think it's male chauvinistic or what, but... you know, I would challenge you guys to kind of look and see what I have and see what you think. And I know you'll be honest and tell me what you think. And maybe I can do something with you guys or something. I don't know. You know, that could be something in the future. Because I have an anthology I did. I want to get some authors for this one. I did one already called Contagious Lust, and I wanted to do a part two to that. So I wanted to kind of have a second version, Contagious Lust 2, and you guys can write whatever you want and say what you want, because I have no holds barred. And since I own the publishing company, it doesn't matter. You can put what you want in there. So, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be no, you can't say that, because my book has pussy, dick, ass, fuck, all that in it. So you guys can write what you want. So how does that sound?
That sounds great.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll definitely have to talk about that. And get that going, because I know y'all got some projects now. So we'll let you get those out the way, and then we'll meet back up on it. That's why I'm hoping you guys can make it in September, because then we can talk then. You'll have some of these projects out the way and, you know, are on the way. That way you can kind of see how your schedule is going to be, because the book probably won't materialize until probably next year sometime, because I still have a couple of projects I have to finish. So. But just I wanted to put that in your ear, because I know you guys can, you know, it'd be good to have you guys involved in that.
Okay. It'd be good to be in on a project
like
that, huh?
That'd
be nice.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
And we all do, like, an audio. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I would love to do that, talking shit to y'all. I mean, that would be great. I think it'd be hot, man. Because, you know, this is We're Sexy Radio. This is Grown Folks Radio, so you can say whatever you want over here.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. And if we was doing some audio, like saying some things like, damn, baby, you know, I really want to get with you. You know, what can I do, you know, to and then you just come back and tell me whatever it is that I need to do. And we just go head on from there. So I think we can work that.
I think that'll work quite well.
Thank you.
I think so.
Okay. Well, let's work on it then, because, you know, I don't mind. That's what Red Snapper does, is try to get these people hot. That's what it's all about for me.
Okay.
So. So is it working, baby? Am I getting you that? I know the show is about y'all, but I just want to, you know, see if I still got it, you know.
You're doing good.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about some of your upcoming stuff. I know you kind of gave us an idea, but kind of tell us a little bit about the project without giving it away. And Imani, you can start first, and then we'll get Dreamer.
Okay, well, my next project is actually it's a novel. I'm going to step away from short stories for a hot second and work on the novel. The novel's a little something-something. It's about a woman who's raised children, and she's starting out fresh, and she's just really realizing her full sexuality, very repressed in her marriage, and, you know, she's about to experience a little something, you know. It also has some crime elements in it too. So.
A little mystery, a little murders,
a little
mystery and that, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, not that, huh? You know, I gotta put that in there too. Yeah, you know, you gotta put a little that in there. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so that sounds pretty interesting. So I definitely would like to see that because you know a lot of these mysteries like that, usually that the sexual piece is not really that deep. I mean, it might get to a point, but they concentrate more on the crime itself. But why not have a little concentration on everything that's going on? So I don't see why you couldn't do that. So that's good. So. Dreamer, what's up?
Okay. Well, I'm working on
it. I'll be messing with her. I know I'm messing with you. I'm sorry.
That's
Am I bothering you, Dreamer?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Because let me say this before you get into it. Before the show started, I said something to her, and she, like, it took a few minutes for her to figure out what she wanted to say. I hope I didn't say nothing negative to you because I was just, I know I was flirting, but, you know. That's what I do on this show. When everybody comes on here, that's what they get. Is that okay?
Okay.
Is that okay? Okay. Okay, Ms. Dreamer, go ahead. It's your turn. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the story that I'm working on is a novel, and it's about basically a threesome that's gone wrong. Like, basically, the best of both worlds. You would think it would be the perfect situation, but it's just. Yeah, just had some twists and turns and just
now,
unexpected.
I hear that, so. Okay, I hear that. Okay, so, yeah, it went wrong, but it went right as well.
Exactly.
Okay. So you in Kentucky, huh? I'm supposed to be coming up to Louisville. Well, I don't know if I'm still going to do it or not, but I'm supposed to be coming to Louisville in the second week of April, matter of fact, because my fraternity is having a convention up there. I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha, so, you know, we're having a little deal up there, but I don't know if I'm going or not. And let's see, Imani, where are you from? Let me look here. Is your stuff in here?
Where are you from? I'm actually in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Sin City, yeah. Okay, so you see a lot of stuff, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't talked about it. Do you know another author by the name of Toshiya Shaw?
Oh, I know Toshiya. Toshiya and I are real good friends.
Yeah, Toshiya,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Like
yeah.
Her work. Yeah. Hi,
you know, she was up here. Yeah, she was here in Kansas City. I got a chance to meet her, and I haven't had a chance to read her book yet, though, but I do know that she's a nice person, and I know the book is pretty good. I just haven't had a chance to get to it yet, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Las Vegas, there's somebody here on I don't know who this is, on the chat. So let me see if I can say something to this person. Her name is Isabella. Let me see. And I was hoping that we could get some questions from some people. But let me put the number out again. The number is 347-215-8539 and see his word six radio. And we do have two gorgeous women on the show, Miss Imani True and Miss Dreamer Sky, and they're talking about their book and projects. They're talking about Strawberry Stilettos and Steam, which is out right now. You can get that, and we're going to tell you how you can get that book. And it is hot because I have been reading pieces of it. And I don't know, it's hard to... I'm not going to say it. Well, you know, it's hard to put it down. So y'all might want to go on and get this book because I tell you, it's done well. I've read a lot of erotica, but these books are this one here is really good. And, you know, it's not just sex. It's a story. There's stories with the sex. So if you want that, that's what you need to go out there and get. So we want that. So if somebody wanted to get you guys to come in and do like a book signing or something, how would they be able to do that?
They could either reach out to us either on Facebook, be the quickest way probably, or our publisher, NCM Publishing, Ms. Nicola Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Either
so you
one
guys
of those
have a publicist
ways.
And all that?
She has a publicist for a team. So, yeah, touch base with Nicola, and she'll get you in touch with us, and we'll work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you need to get her going on this September thing, because I want to see y'all. I want y'all to come on out. It's not my
okay.
thing. I'm picking it up. I mean, I'm just a guest. So it's a book club called Casey Girlfriends. I'm sure y'all might have heard of them, and they're the one that's hosting this to Miss Tanisha Webb. So it's her thing, but I'm just trying to invite some friends. I'm trying to get some people out.
Okay.
There's another erotic fiction author that's going to be there, named Omega Keys, and she's very good as well. So we're trying to get all this erotica in there. You know, nothing against the other books. You know, everybody's got their thing. You know, the Christian fiction and all that, I remember me telling y'all that Christian fiction to me is erotica, just with a Christian twist. But anyway, you know, everybody has their own version of what they want to read, but, you know.
Right.
I just want to stop there, you know. So,
okay.
What else
so
is going on?
Can we find him on Facebook to see what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Casey Girlfriends. Yeah, you can look that up. Tanisha Webb is the president and founder of the book club, and you can contact her, and you can even look up their website. It's Fall in the Books Literary Conference, and they'll give you information about getting booths and all that, and the hotel information and all that. So I think the booths are no more than like $200, and you can sit there and have all your stuff there, and, you know, get to meet some other authors that you may have never met or whatever, and just kind of, you know, move around. And like I said, you know, people get to know you, and I'm sure they're going to pick up Strawberry Stilettos and Steam, and they're going to be loving it.
Okay,
so
we'll check that out.
I'm sure they'll
yeah.
pick it up quicker than they'll pick up my books, because my books, for some reason, I don't know, they scare people.
Scare people? Okay.
Do I scare people?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You're not scared? Okay, well, don't be. So y'all need to, if you can. I mean, I know if your schedule permits, that would be nice. So,
okay, check that out.
Yeah, you know, check it out. But, you know, I'm glad you guys came on, because, first of all, let's kind of get into a little of this. We've got like 30 minutes left, so we want to kind of talk about how did you guys kind of come up with some of the stories. And you know, I know everybody always asks when you do book signings, how much of this is you and all that, so we're going to go back and forth on that. How much of this? First, let's answer the question, how did you come up with the stories? And then we'll get into how much of it is you and how much is it. So who wants to start?
I'll go.
Okay.
As with anybody who writes fiction, there's always, you know, a little bit of fact in there.
Right.
So you kind of build around, you know, the little nugget of fiction and make it believable, make it feel like people can be in the story. And then that's
right.
how you get the story. You know, it has to be, you know, believable. Like, people have to think that can happen to me. Otherwise, it's just totally ridiculous.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Take a situation and, you know, go ahead and branch out from there.
Right. Okay. Well, all right, I'm waiting on the other lady now. Come on now, Miss Dreamer. You know I got a message.
Well, you know, I know. Some of it is, you know. fact fiction, just, you know, imagination, fantasy, things you may think about doing, but
fetish,
afraid to
all
do
that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just really, it's not only a book to allow people to read stories if they've never done the things that goes on in this book. Maybe they thought about it. And
or maybe they want
too scared. Right. Maybe they want to. But
right.
they can just get lost in the book and pretend that, you know, that person is them. So just really let you push the envelope and get out of that box.
So did that happen to you when you was writing the stories? Did you get lost?
I did. I did.
Imani, did you get lost? Yeah. Did you get lost too? Did y'all get lost?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we did. We did. Because, you know, it's fun to write, and, you know, they're realistic scenarios that people, you know, encounter every day or run into. And so, you know, it was just easy to, you know, write about that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay, I'm going to be like your fans. How much of this is you?
Okay, we looking for percentages? Or?
Wow. I got a little developing.
Let me put it like this. If you had to pick a story out of this book, which one would be most close to something that you think you might want to be or have done or maybe thought about?
Ooh.
Yeah, come on. I told you he was going to bring it today. Oh, yeah, come on.
Sophomore itch.
Okay, now why?
Young, a young man, still an adult. The cougar, the whole cougar thing going on,
Oh, the cougar thing. Oh, yeah. So you into that. So that's you, okay.
Seems
okay, Dreamer. What you got, baby?
I have to say Nika's birthday.
Whoa. Okay, so what's up with the biggest birthday, huh?
Yeah,
you know what's going to happen, right? Now that I chose those two, that y'all chose those, you've got to read something from it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Just a little small piece.
Okay.
So who wants to go first? Because you said you like that. You didn't really explain why you like that, though.
I just liked it because usually you see a threesome with maybe the husband and the wife bringing in another woman. But in this story, it's not another woman. It's another man.
Wow.
Another man.
And old dude.
For the mom, for the wife. So.
Oh, man. So did the dude get into it, too? I'm going to have to read that. Now, I'm not into that, but... But if you're gonna write erotica, you're gonna have to put it all because everybody's gotta give something to everybody.
Because
that happened in my second book, Scandalous Motives, Relentless Ambitions. I had to put some gay stuff in there because I didn't want to look like it was just one sided. With me just always having a guy with two women or two women together. You got to bring some of that. A book I'm writing now called Acts of Congress, and I'm definitely not into this, but it's got a transvestite in it. So I have to bring different things that's not out there that everybody's doing.
Right.
If you're gonna do erotica, you got to bring different pieces to the pie because you got to get everybody that's interested. So you got to get the gay audience. You got to get those that are in the closet, all that stuff. That's who you're trying to sell books, and you want to give everybody the appetite. And like you said, people don't want people to know that they're into this kind of stuff. Tied up, getting beat, the latex, all that. You got to bring it in. So that's just, because my series started out with, it's about, which I'm going to have to write a book now, a spinoff called The Guild, because it was about a sexual guild that they had that came together, and they only had certain people that came together, and it was like a sex club. So kind of like Eyes Wide Shut, if you ever seen that, where there's a secret society. And that's what goes on in my Scandalous Motives series. You have this, and people, my fans have been asking about the guild. Actually, they've been asking about joining something like that. So you have to bring everything if you want to do that. And I'm putting it out there on the radio. I'm thinking about putting a guild together. So, freaky people, we'll be screening you because everybody can't get in. So,
Uh-oh. Wow. Okay.
Oh yeah, but I mean, if this is a good genre, I've branched off in other things as well. But I like erotica because you can do so much with it, and you can touch so many minds with people, because there's so many things. I mean, there's another book. Now, this is sick, but there's some people that's going to buy this book about a guy who is into, he was having problems with his wife, and she was messing around on him, and she continued to do that until he accidentally got into an argument with her, and he killed her. But he'd never had sex with her because she would never give it to him. So that was an opportunity for him right after she just died. So he gets into necrophilia. So, I mean, that's probably taking it really deep, sexual, whatever, but there are people that will be reading that kind of stuff. So, yeah, Red Snapper must be crazy. I know y'all probably think that. But. I'm just trying to catch. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to touch all audiences with whatever, so. But I love sex. I'm a sensuous kind of person anyway, so, I like that kind of stuff. But anyway, I'm not saying I like to kill somebody and have sex with them, so don't think that.
Okay.
I'm saying just writing books and, you know, getting people to that point. So have anybody ever came to you as a couple and said they've read some of your stuff and kind of helped bring their sexual appetite closer?
Well, a friend of mine read it, and she's pregnant now, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah. So it's working then.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. Wow, so thanks to strawberry stilettos and steam, you have made a baby.
Oh, all right. That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, y'all made a baby. So just think how many more people's out there doing it because they're reading these stories. Now, we got about 24 minutes, so I want you to read like a paragraph from your favorite chapter, if it's okay. You guys feel like doing that for me?
Yes,
okay, who's going to start? Both of y'all got them sexy voices, so who's it going to be?
You got your story ready, Dreamer?
No, she was trying not to get it.
Okay, Red, I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm reading from A Sophomore Itch.
Okay.
A good fuck is like having an itch scratched. You know how you have that itch you can't reach, so you ask somebody to scratch it for you? Except they scratch all around the damn thing until you start squirming and moving, trying to direct their fingers to the spot. And when they finally hit it, you tingle all over. You damn near come on yourself from a back scratch. Well, Darius Hunter fucked me just like that. He was the first person to find that itch without me telling him where it is. He didn't need no damn instruction.
Wow. You know, I'm going to have to give you out a sounder on that one. Damn, boy, you said he fucked you right. He found that shit. Okay, I see why you like that one. Okay. Okay, Dreamin', you know I'm waiting on you, baby, because that raspy voice is going to have me messed up right now. So go ahead on with that.
All right, let me just dive into it. Let's see.
Yeah, go ahead and dive, baby. Bring it to me.
Good. All right. So we're going to start at the act itself. So we're talking about...
Let's get into the act. There we go.
Okay. Nika continued sucking Dawn while Jackson worked her from behind with great skill. She looked back at her husband as Nika slammed back into Jackson's dick. He began slapping her ass. Jackson enjoyed watching Nika's cheeks vibrate with each slap. He could tell that the combination of pleasure and pain was driving Nika over the edge. "Bring it to me," Jackson said. "Come get it, baby," Nika said. Jackson stroked faster and harder to meet his wife's challenge. Nika's body lunged forward as her head hit the headboard. "Just how you like it, Nika?" Jackson asked. Jackson continued to feel his wife from behind. His body jerked a few times, and then he finally released inside Nika's pussy. He fell forward onto Nika's ass. "Oh, this party ain't over. Now I want Don to fuck me." You have to read the story to read the rest.
Okay. Well.
Oh, shit. Damn. That's good, though. I like that.
No dreamer.
And y'all heard it right here on Word Sexy Radio. Like I said, you know, it's all about what we can do to get it going on here. You know, the sexual piece is what we are about. So that's what we do here on Word Sexy Radio. And we have these two women who gave you their sexual piece that they like on their book. So, you know, one day I'm going to read some of my stuff, but I want y'all to kind of go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com and kind of read the prologue to my new book, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Because you ever had sex with somebody you didn't know who it was, you didn't even care who their name was? Then you need to go there.
So the last time we talked, I was going to read some poetry on here to you.
You can, baby. Go ahead. You want to do some? You got 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, some of that. I can do some real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on now. Y'all getting me hot up here, so I'm trying to get y'all the same way. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to give you a good one, okay?
Yeah, give me a good one. Come on.
Okay, poetry,
you know, she's
making love.
So. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What you going to say?
No, because you got 19 minutes. I'll tell you after you finish. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. The name of this poem is This Motherfucker. Okay?
Oh, shit, yeah. Bring that.
This motherfucker down here licking on my clit, rolling his tongue round and round while I'm rolling my hips. Shit, he won't let go. My clit is sensitive as hell. Damn, he's eating my pussy, and he's eating it well. This motherfucker got me hot and wet, telling me that he ain't done yet. He got me squirming and moaning his name. He got me screaming like a bitch. Shit, I'm about to go insane. This motherfucker is talking shit to me. This shit is so damn intense, it's driving me crazy. He got my juices running all down my leg. This is going to be one hell of a wet bed. This motherfucker is my name is saying how good I taste. Lick it all up, baby. Don't let it waste. He got his fingers inside me, finger fucking me like it's his dick. Damn, baby, hit this shit. He got me curling my toes and arching my back. His tongue is moving up and down the crack of my ass. This motherfucker got me pulling my own damn hair. It feels so damn good. He got me biting on my pillow, twisting in the sheets. His dick is hard as some wood. He's eating the hell out of me. This motherfucker got me wanting to yell for someone to give me some relief. It's like I want him to keep going, but I want him to stop. I feel like my head is about to pop. My mind is confused with him talking shit, and it ain't making things better. With him whispering in my ear just makes me wetter. This pleasure he has given me is so intoxicating. I can't get enough. With his tongue, he is lovemaking. My body goes into spasms with every touch. This motherfucker's like a helicopter trailing his tongue around my clit. Damn, motherfucker, let go of it. Oh, okay, shit, don't let go. Keep giving me more. He got my legs around his neck up against the wall. His tongue deep inside me, trying to eat it all. This motherfucker has his bitch ready to propose. Got me seeing stars and shit. I'm about to explode. Got me talking out of my head. I will never kick his ass out of bed. As long as he keeps holding it down, I'm going to keep him around. This motherfucker got me sprung. Got me humming and shit after it's all said and done. I feel so damn high, as if I flew up to the angels in heaven and gave them all a high five. He got skills for real. Damn, if only you could feel what I feel. But you won't, because I will beat a bitch down if she comes sniffing around. This motherfucker is mine and no one else's. So keep dreaming and keep on stepping. When they made him, they broke the mold. I'm so glad that I got a hold of this man. Just makes me want to shout and clap my hands. Makes me want to stand up in the middle of the bed and give him a standing ovation. Makes me want to shout it out to all the nations. This motherfucker takes me to ecstasy like no other. I'm so glad that this motherfucker is my lover. And the end.
Oh, damn. So you know what you did. You just described how I be eating that pussy and shit.
Okay, go red. High five.
Well, you know, let me tell you, because that's why I'm called. That's why they call me Red Snapper, because the brother be, you know, I earned that, you know, eating that pussy thing. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I'm red, so you know, a snapper. I know some women usually are called that, but I just, you know, that's my thing. That's what
okay.
I do. Oh yeah. I like that. That was really nice. You know, you brought that very well, and. I have not heard anything like that. I mean, I've heard some erotic poetry, but that shit was on point. And is that in a book somewhere?
No, it's about to be. It's about to be.
Mm-hmm. You need to read that shit again on a... I'm going to have to listen to this show again. Damn. I could see all that, man, while you was talking. You know what I'm saying? I could see all the movement and everything that was going on with that. So that's what you got to do when you write this stuff. You got to bring it. And you said it with enthusiasm, and like that was your man taking care of that. Because, you know, a lot of men, they scared to get down there, but not me. Red loves to eat pussy. You heard it here on Word Sexy Radio.
That's why she working with me, Red. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you got me fucked up right now because that shit got me. And then I'm looking at your picture, too. I was already messing with you, and now you didn't say this poem. What am I going to do?
Handle it, Red. Handle it.
I got it. I'm cool. I'm cool.
I know you're cool.
I'm just glad I'm single. But anyway, that was very good. That was very good. So you're definitely going to be putting that in something.
Yes, definitely.
That's right. Okay, so you be teasing people like that. Do you do spoken word?
I do a little bit over the Blog Talk radio.
Damn. Well, damn.
They haven't heard that one, though.
Well, I'm glad you debuted on this show. That shit was on point. I saw me. I saw me in action, man. I was like, damn. How she get in my room? How she know what I be doing? Damn.
We got to get on a microphone, huh, Red?
Yeah, we do. All of us.
Yeah,
so, damn. Dude took care of you, huh? So how did you get that? What inspired you on that? Did that shit happen to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's right. She said, yeah. Damn. Boy took care of you, huh? God damn. I wish I was that guy. Anyway. All right, we got about 13 minutes, and we're going to give y'all a chance here in a few minutes to kind of tell people how they can get in contact with you and where they can get your books and all of that. And any last-minute shout-outs and all that stuff you want to do, we're going to let you do that as well. But right now, go ahead and tell people how they can get the book and how they can, you know, get you. I know you told them how they can get you to come in to do book signings, but how can they get the book?
Okay. They can actually go to Amazon.com. It's also on Nook, I think, Barnes & Noble. Well, you can go to Barnes & Noble and get it there as well. You can go to our website, which is truesskymedia.com.
Right.
That's TRUESKYE media.com, and we can send you out an autographed copy.
Wow. Well, mine ain't autographed. Y'all send it to me with no autograph. And I'm going to have to send it back so I can get some. Well, no, y'all coming to town. I'm going to get it when y'all come to town.
We're going to come to you in person.
Please. Dreamer, you got me messed up. How you get that name, Dreamer? That's what I want to know. You're going to have me dreaming now.
Well, I just made the name up because, you know, I'm a dreamer and the sky's the limit, so dream of sky.
You just fucked me up with that. I'm talking about what you said. I'm talking about the damn poem and shit.
Okay.
Red don't even get baffled. I don't get baffled like that. So how tall are you?
I like to say I'm
5'6". Say what?
I like to say I'm 5'6".
Maybe 5'6". Are you that
five.
Tall? You're not that tall, are you? I imagine
you
being
five
like
feet,
5'4".
Five
oh, I like no. that. See, short? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see that. Okay, I'm going to leave that. I'm going to stop because I'm getting off the interview here. I'm all up in you. Let me stop doing that. But anyway, you're going to have to give us some more poems eventually. I mean, both of you guys need to come back on for real because I want y'all to, you know, really be like regulars on the show and kind of come on as much as possible and, you know, just kind of tell us what's going on with you guys and how things are and you know, how your fans are treating you and all that. So, and especially with the erotica, you know, just keep that erotica going. That's what we want.
Okay.
So.
Well, anytime you want us to roll through, let us know. Hopefully we'll meet face to face soon and get some of these projects that you got. You know, we love to collaborate.
Yeah, we can do that. That's not a problem. As long as it's not messing up any part of the contract you have with your publisher already, I have no problem with it. You know, we can do that. We can do some things and definitely get some stuff out there. And because I'm looking for people that's serious about writing this kind of stuff. You know, and even if you're not writing erotica, I mean, I'm looking for people that write stuff like, you know, other than that as well. But I just like that genre because it's so fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It is.
You know, you can get people hot like that on a radio show. You know, get the host all fucked up. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, that's my partner in crime right there. Go ahead, girl. I found her first. There you go.
No, I know you did. I mean, she, yeah. So I'm just intrigued with this lady now.
She is.
She's all quiet. One of them silent hitters. You know what I'm saying? I'm just dreaming.
Yeah.
And then she with that this motherfucker. Damn.
Okay.
I got the rest of the day. I'm gonna have to go to the gym for real after this, so I can work some of this shit off. I hope I'm not embarrassing you because I'm not trying to do that. I'm just.
No, I think it's a good project.
Yeah. So, y'all got any shout outs? You got 8 minutes. Anybody you wanna thank, or you know, people that you know to help you get where you are and stuff like that.
Shout out to Nicola Mitchell.
Nicola Mitchell, NCM Publishing.
Woo! Shout out.
Who else? Rekaya Gibson, also on the label. Trisha Bridewell. Nicola's whole team. Real good people. Cover designer, KB McLaren. Did his thing on the cover. Really put some stuff on that one. We're also in a book with Miss Tamika Newhouse called Between the Sheets. We're in that anthology as well.
Right. Yeah, I got that book, matter of fact. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we got some stories
in
there. So.
I haven't talked to her in a while, but I have been on her show before and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that one also.
She was trying to find out my real name, which is not a secret, but, you know, I told her. I mean, you know, but, you know, Red Snapper. Well, my name is Leonard, so that doesn't sound as good as a Red Snapper.
Okay.
The Red Snapper.
How did you come up with Red Snapper?
Oh, see, you weren't even listening, see? I told you. You described me in this motherfucker. When I get down and eat that pussy, I earn that name.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I'm red. As you know, if you've seen me, I'm light-skinned, so even though the light-skinned man is supposed to be out now. But anyway, I am light-skinned, and I get down there, I take care of business. I don't leave you hanging like that.
Okay. Yeah. You can't say that about everybody. Okay.
Well, you know, I can back up what I'm saying, because, you know, a lot of people talk shit, and then they can't back it up. But, you know, Dreamer might find out one day.
Okay.
Wow.
Some more shout-outs, family.
Yeah, go ahead with some more shout-outs. Go ahead with some more. You got 6 minutes. Now, Dreamy might be married. I'm up here messing with her. Dreamy, you married, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Oh, damn, baby. I know you got a man, though. You got to. Making all that stuff up. Let me leave you alone. Okay, look, we got 6 minutes. You got some more? Any more shout outs? Anything else you want to say? Go ahead and say it. There's no Red Snapper. You got Red Snapper intrigued over here now.
Apparently.
Karis
Books in Atlanta. Karis Books and More. We're in stock there. The Doc Bookshop in Dallas.
Oh, man.
A couple other stores.
I'm sorry I'm laughing. Excuse me. I'm laughing at myself because I can't believe I'm saying all these things on this line right now. Usually I'm a little more contained, but that damn poem, she was adamant to say it, and she did it. So, but let me get off the poem. All right, now, 5 minutes, ladies. And I really enjoyed having y'all on the show. This has been fun. I'm sorry that the other show got messed up, but I'm definitely going to get y'all back on. So I'm going to be right after this, I'm going to be getting with you and finding out when you're open and what I have open. I know I have some more segments sometime in like August, September time frame, so we'll definitely have to, you know, see if you guys are available. Now, you say I got to go through your publicist or whatever to do that, because I don't think I did that this time, did I?
No, you didn't. Facebook is probably the quickest way to hit up one of us, you know, because we can respond quickly. We can glance at our schedule real fast, and we can...
No,
or Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And you can respond real quick and get
in. Oh yeah, y'all on Twitter? Well, dang, I need to be following y'all. I mean, I'm on there as well. Word Sexy.
Okay.
You know, that's me at Word Sexy.
Okay.
Or you can get me there. So.
Well, you can tell people
if you want some people to follow you or whatever. Y'all have like websites and stuff of your own and all that.
Yes, we do. We're both on Twitter. Oh, yeah, True Sky Media is the website where they can order the book. We got the video over there and everything. But
y'all didn't even talk about that.
We got a book.
Damn.
Dream, do you want to give your sites first?
You can reach me on Facebook, just author Dream of Sky, Twitter, Dream of Sky 1. I do have some poems on my Sky Erotic Haven.
Do I have you as? Are you my friend on Facebook? Or are y'all both my friend? I know Imani is. Are you my friend, Dreamer?
I think I am.
Okay. If not, you will be. Okay. We got 3 minutes, and I thank you guys for coming on and making it hot for everybody. Well, me anyway. I don't know about everybody else, but I enjoyed y'all. And the book is definitely a great book, and I applaud you guys, and I hope you continue to write. And like I said, we're gonna try to see if we can do something, put something together, and you know, just go to my website and check it out. And I will be sending you a link to this this interview, so you'll be able to pass it to your fans, and you'll be able to listen to it again and listen to me acting all crazy over here, going crazy over this woman, and. But I enjoyed having y'all. So, you know, please come back because I definitely want to keep up with you. And I wish y'all much success.
Thank you very much.
So we got one more minute.
Keep us posted on that Contagious Lust anthology, and we'll look into the Casey Girlfriends.
Yeah, do that, because I want to, you know, hope to see y'all. And the anthology, I definitely will keep you posted on that. That's not a problem. We will definitely make sure that you, you know what's going on with that, because we want you to do that and give you any opportunities. You know, I try to help people with any opportunities they can to try to, you know, do some things. So, but we thank y'all, and I'm going to close the show with this one song I like called Gaze. But, Dream, I'm going to be dreaming about you, girl. I'll let you know that right now, okay? Okay. All right. Okay, ladies. Thank y'all.
Good night. Thank you.